36 minutes past the hour of the Russ Parr Morning Show. And, of course, tonight, yes, it starts tonight. About last night, everybody is raving about this
Happy
movie,
Valentine.
Man. And I know, Britt, you saw it. You thought it was hilarious, correct?
Hilarious.
Okay.
I mean, it's only February, but it is the funniest movie of the year. And Regina and Kevin Hart, crazy chemistry.
It's Naomi. Really?
Yeah, you know, I sometimes don't like romantic comedies because I'm like, blah, blah. This is a funny, you're going to love it. You're
so
going
you,
to love it.
You went to like a little junket with little Kevin and of course, Will Packer. And
You
know, I went to go see him and he didn't come here.
Yeah, and you asked him why he didn't come here.
Yeah.
No, but
said,
I used to.
I would have came by that studio, but I know that studio nasty. You know they got roaches. You know, Russ got
awesome. Get rid of the roaches. Because I don't love roaches.
It's 7442.
I didn't like that. I took him to town. I'm like, don't do that.
You know, and Regina Hall is hilarious in this movie.
Can I tell you how good she looks? Even in person. I was like, Kevin, she's 10 years younger than you. She looks way better than you.
So you go in to ask Kevin about how he owes his career to me.
Look how many movies he's done for you, Russ. Before Ride Along, before all this,
and
it was Russ
Parr. Complaining about because he didn't like Something Like a Business, that movie.
Yeah, what?
And you know, I told him yes, it was a stupid movie. It didn't really have a plot. It was just a bunch of funny stuff. And
Regina says she liked it.
Something Like a Business.
Yep. 74.
You know, it's kind of like sold more DVDs than everything, which is sad.
You know, it's funny.
You know, 35 tickets catching up with it, but. You know,
I feel
always,
like he owes
every time
you.
He complains about it all the time. I don't understand it.
You know what's weird? As I've gotten bigger in my career, I really understand why Russ hasn't budged. There's movies, and then there's what Russ does. Russ did do one film with me that was really good, 35 and Ticking. Russ did a really good job with this movie. And then with Something Like a Business, he just went backwards. I don't know what happened. You know, there's a point in every actor's career where he needs money. And that was one of those things where, you know, I knew the project was bad, but I was like, I got to live. I'm just joking, man. I love Russ to death. That's one of my closest guys in the business, man.
He's not joking. He's said that too many damn times.
He said it a few times. Now, I didn't like it. I was uncomfortable.
To keep it real with you, he was really good in my first feature film, The Last Stand.
And you know what? I did ask him about that, did say that was a great film. He did actually, he did acquiesce to
that. That was when you saw that he had, you know, he could be
a
dramatic.
Be drama.
Another side of him.
But he did.
Where he played, you guys got to rent this. I'm not getting any money off it, but he plays a ventriloquist. And he thinks his dummy is real.
Yeah.
He feeds it. He talks to it. He cusses it out.
It's a very emotional part of the movie.
And he's funny, too, in it.
But he admits that, actually. I talked about that, too. He admitted
it. What an ass. But you give him an opportunity. He just wants to crap on me whenever he can.
You know what? Yeah. I didn't know Will Packer, who actually did what, Ride Along. He's done all these movies lately. He's a Russ Parr fan, kind of. He knows us.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Did he have makeup on when you
started? Oh,
wow.
Well, when I saw him, Brit saw him on the red carpet
as
well.
He likes the eyeliner.
He's from...
I thought he was Smokey Robinson when I saw him.
A little powder.
No, it's okay. Will Packer, okay? And, of course, he talks about why you guys will like this movie.
Why listeners,
this is a grown folks movie. I will tell you that, and I know Russ is grown and freaky, so he will appreciate that.
He is.
Oh, absolutely. Regina Hart is having sex with a chicken mask on.
Listeners like that kind of stuff.
Well, they listen to Russ. That says nothing about their moral center.
Nice. So now you want to go on our listeners.
He's an ass, because I presented scripts to Will Packer, you know, all the time, and he's shot down everything. I brought him a great script. Mm-hmm. It was like, it was a touching story about a man that had consensual sex with a goat.
Oh, no.
It had many layers to the characters. It was, you know, the theme was brought home, man. I'm telling you, he turned it down outright.
You know what? He actually is a fan of yours. He really every time. When I see he's like, tell Russ, I love him. Tell him I said hello.
Take the meeting, bitch.
Show me something.
People are going to like this movie, though. I'm not kidding.
Regina King talks about, Regina Hall talks about how this is a kind of like a remake and was written for a white cast,
right?
And I think the audience is going to walk away not only relating to the characters in the movie, but laughing. Like, laughing to the point where you go, wow, they made real behavior funny.
Thank you. Enough of you.
Now, Regina.
Here's Regina.
It was actually written for a white cast. When the studio was approaching the other actors, white actors, they were like, we're not sure if we want to do About Last Night, because they knew the comparisons for them may be a little different. And so he decided to make it an African-American cast. That writing is because it really wasn't written for us, but we made it our own.
That's called good acting.
No, you know what? It really is. This is a movie for black people and white. Everybody's going to love it.
My white roommate loved it.
Was Kevin naked in the movie?
Well, he and Regina got some serious
naked the whole movie.
Yeah.
Yuck.
You know, well, I gave you hard body. I gave you hard body.
He gave hard naughty body.
Say it again.
Hard naughty body.
They're great together.
They are.
They're gonna have to do a
chemistry.
Movie together again.
They got to do a part two.
Yeah. But Will won't have me do anything with it. Get you, Will.